If you would turn with me to the Gospel of John and chapter 11.
让我们请打开约翰福音第十一章。
We will read from verse 25.
我们要念25节。
John's Gospel, chapter 11, from verse 25.
约翰十一章25节。
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Believest thou this?
耶稣对他说，我是复活，我是生命。 信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, even he that cometh into the world.
马太说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
And then if you will turn to the first letter of the Apostle Peter, and chapter 1.
我们看彼得前书。
We will read from verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3.
彼得前书1章3节到第9节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy, begat us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are guarded through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾召自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业。你们因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备的。
Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, ye have been put to grief in manifold trials. Let the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it is proved by fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试验中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝可宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Whom not having seen ye love, on whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice greatly with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效。
And then, lastly, if you will turn to the first, to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians, and chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15.
以弗所书1章15节。
For this cause I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is among you, and the love which ye show toward all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
因此, 我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒, 就为你们不住感谢神, 祷告的时候常提到你们, 求我们主耶稣基督的神, 荣耀的父, 将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们, 使你们真知道他, 并且照明你们心中的眼睛, 使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望, 他在圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀, 并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大, 就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力, 使他从死里复活, 叫他在天上坐在自己的右边, 远超过一切执政的, 掌权的, 有能的, 主治的, 和一切有名的, 不但是今世的, 连来世的, 也都超过了。
Could we have a further word of prayer?
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are so thankful when we come to the ministry of your word that you do not leave us to our own talents or energy or knowledge.
亲爱的主, 我们何等感谢你, 每一次我们来到你自己话语的当中, 你没有让我们依靠自己的能力, 自己的聪明智慧。
You provide us with an anointing.
因为你为我们预备了膏油。
And that anointing, grace and power which you make available to us,
这膏油中有能力来, 帮助我们,
it makes all the difference.
让我们有何等的不同。
We don't want to just speak words, translate words, and hear words.
我们并不希望仅仅听见声音, 字句, 翻译字句而已。
We want to meet with you.
因为我们要摸着你自己。
We want to receive from you.
我们要从你得着。
We want that word of Christ to dwell in us richly.
我们愿意你自己的话丰丰富富藏在我们的里面。
We want to hear your voice this night.
今天晚上我们要听见你自己的声音。
We want to be touched by your Holy Spirit.
我们愿意被你自己的圣灵所摸到。
And therefore, Lord, by faith, we stand into that anointing which you have provided.
因此我们凭着信心, 我们就站在这个圣膏油的里下。
Both for the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
让讲道的, 翻译的, 听道的, 都得着这一个圣灵的膏抹。
Lord, fulfill your design and purpose in our being together tonight.
主愿意你自己今天晚上要做成的功, 你能够完成在我们身上。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
My responsibility in these times together in the word of the Lord,
这一次我在这个大会中的责任是,
is knowing Christ in his resurrection. I cannot think of a more wonderful theme.
没有比这个主题更奇妙的了。
And Brother Stephen is going to speak of knowing Christ in his death.
我们张弟兄要交通的重点是在认识基督的死。
And Brother Christian knowing Christ in his ascension.
我们陈弟兄就要交通认识基督的升天。
My responsibility is resurrection.
那我的部分呢，就是注重在基督的复活。
What poor people we are if we do not know the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
如果我们到今天还不能够认识基督的复活，我们是一个非常可怜的人。
We are simply nominal religious Christians.
那我们就变成一个挂名的基督徒而已。
It's just a question of ritual.
这一切都变成了仪式。
A question of doctrine.
是一些教条。
But to know Christ in his resurrection.
但是如果我们认识基督的复活，
That is the dividing point between religion and experience.
这个就成为宗教与我们的活的经历的分界线。
It is a most remarkable fact.
这是一个奇妙的事实。
That the Lord Jesus never spoke of his death without at the same time speaking of his resurrection.
主耶稣从来没有单单只提到他的死，而没有同时也提到他的复活。
In other words,
换言之，
his death was to accomplish something that in his resurrection he could make real in every one of us.
他的死是要来完成一个借着他的复活来把一个生命坐在我们里面。
The Bible is all about life.
圣经就是讲生命。
Life and life and more life.
一直从头到尾不断地讲到生命。
Death is only a means to life.
而死亡只是进入这个生命的方法。
Everywhere you turn in the Bible, you will find life.
每一本书你去看都是讲到生命。
Not just flesh life.
不是仅仅说到肉体的生命。
But spiritual life.
乃是属灵的生命。
Eternal life.
一个永远的生命。
The life of God.
神的生命。
Undying life.
是一个不会死亡的生命。
Everywhere you turn,
每一个地方你去看。
At the very beginning of the Bible, you see the tree of life.
从圣经的起头你就看到生命树。
And at the end of the Bible, you have the tree of life.
到了圣经的结束你还看到生命树。
You go from one tree of life to the last tree of life, the same tree.
你可以在创世纪看到生命树，到了启示录结束的时候也是一个生命树。
You go from a river of life.
你可以看到生命的河，
and you find at the end the river of life.
你在结束的时候也看到同样的河。
It is life.
这都是讲到生命。
Everywhere.
每一处都看到同样的事。
Now, all I want to be able to get to you by the Spirit of God is how wonderful it is to be a child of God.
所以这一次我盼望靠着圣灵的能力，能够让我们看见。何等的奇妙，我们能够成为神的儿女。
To be a child of God, you must have been born.
你要成为神的儿女，你必须重生。
You are not stillborn. You understand? Dead. You're not born dead.
你不是生下来就死了。
You're born alive.
乃是活生生的生出来。
It is therefore tremendous, this matter we are dealing with.
所以我们这次要谈的这个题目是何等的大。
Wherever you look in the Bible, it's a matter of a fruitful life.
在圣经里面你看到的生命是一个多结果子的生命。
The power of life.
一个能力。
Life more abundant.
是更丰盛的生命。
Everywhere you turn.
不管你到哪一个地方去看。
The first thing I want to underline this evening is in John's Gospel, chapter 1.
我们打开约翰福音第一章。
And you will find it in verse 4.
第四句。
It is speaking about the Lord Jesus.
这边讲到耶稣基督。
In him was life.
在生命在他里头。
And the life was the light of men.
这生命就是人的光。
This life is the life of God.
这里讲的生命是讲到神的生命。
If I may so speak of it.
我能够这样说。
Undying life.
这是一个不朽的生命。
Life that has no beginning and no end.
这个生命没有起头也没有终。
Undying life.
是一个不死的生命
endless life
是一个无限的生命
this is why God is called simply the living God
这就是我们的神被称为活神的原因
all other gods are gods of stone or wood or gold or silver or something else
你其他的偶像那些假神不是木头就是石头就是金子等等
that there are demons behind them, there's no doubt.
在这些偶像假神的后面所隐藏的是鬼魔的灵
that there are spiritual forces behind them.
在那些假神的后面有一些邪灵的能力
principalities, powers.
在那个黑暗的世界里头
there is no doubt.
没有问题的
But God always reveals himself as the living.God.
而我们的神启示他自己的时候他表明他是活神
When he revealed his name to Moses
当他向摩西启示他的名字
When Moses asked what is your name
摩西问神说你的名字叫什么
He said my name is I am
他说我的名字就是我是
Not I was
他不是说我过去是
I am
我现在就是
I am that I am
我是自由拥有者
Very difficult to put I think in Chinese I'm sorry but we have to say it
No
The living God
活神
Now when you realize that it is tremendous when you hear these words in him that is in the Lord Jesus was life
当你听见这句话在基督里有生命何等的厉害的一句话
And this life was the light of men
这个生命是人的光
This is the life of God
这个指的是神的生命
In the Lord Jesus
在基督里
And that light becomes light
这个生命成为光
Jesus put it himself in another way
耶稣用另外一个方式说道
I am the light of the world
我是世界的光
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness
凡跟随我的就不在黑暗中行
But shall have the light of life
有生命的光
Not the light of knowledge
这里不是讲知识的光
The light of life
乃是生命的光
This is another kind of knowledge
这是完全不同的知识
One kind of knowledge is up here
有一种知识是在我们的脑海里
The other kind of knowledge is here
但是这里讲的知识是在我们的心灵里
You understand?
你懂吗
That is why the Apostle Paul prayed for the church at Corinth
所以在保罗做祷告的时候他这样来为哥林多的教会祷告
That the eyes of their heart might be enlightened
你心中的眼睛蒙光照
but that they might know what is the hope of his calling
所以他们能够知道这个恩召有何等的指望
not know about it
不是只是听到而已
that's theology
那是神学的问题
now there is nothing wrong with pure theology
如果是一个纯正的神学来讲没有问题
but there is a vast difference in studying theology
但是如果你是做一个学者那这个关于神学
and knowing the Lord
但是跟主耶稣基督就有很大的差别
when you know the Lord
当你认识主的时候
there is an impact on you
这个对你有很大的冲击
what you see in the Lord it has an effect upon you
因为你对耶稣的认识会影响你这个人
You can study something just as a doctrine
但是如果你仅仅去研究一个教条
And it can leave you cold
你还是冰冷的一个人
Your life is unchanged
你的生命没有任何的改变
You just have a little more knowledge
因为你只是头脑里面多了一
点知识 In your head
在你的头脑里
But when you see the Lord
但是你真的看见主的时候
It is the knowledge of life
这是生命的支持。
It changes you.
把你人生改变。
Your whole life is challenged.
你整个的一生面临一个挑战。
You are redirected.
你的方向又不一样。
You cannot be the same.
你不会跟以前一样。
This matter is so important.
这是一个很重要的问题。
You see, in John's Gospel again, in chapter 14 and verse 6.
到十四章约翰福音。
This is how the Lord Jesus declared it.
主耶稣这样子宣告。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father.But by me.
约翰十四章六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus said, "I am the life."
耶稣在这里很清楚说他是生命。
He didn't say, "I declare the truth."
他并不说我在这里宣告真理。
He said, "I am the truth."
他说我就是真理。
He didn't say, "I point."To the way.
他没有说我把方向指给你。
He said, I am the way.
他乃是说我就是道路。
He didn't just say, I express the life.
他并不是说我来发表这个生命。
He said, I am the life.
他乃是说我就是生命。
Now, I say that this is tremendous once it dawns on you.
如果你真的有这个看见，这是了不得的一件事。
You know, I have said it before. I will say it again.
我以前说过，我还要再说。
The term the Christian life is nowhere found in the Bible.
在圣经里面，你绝对找不到这个基督徒的生命这个词。
The term Christian is found.
你在圣经里找得到基督徒这三个字。
Only a couple of times.
有两次
but the term Christian life
但是基督徒的生命
it is nowhere found in the whole Bible
在整本圣经里面你绝对找不到
not in the 66 books
不是在这66卷书可以找得到
from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22
到从圣经第一章一直到启示录最后一章找不到
you say well of course you don't expect to find it in the 39 books of the Old Testament
那当然你可以说39本旧约绝对找不到的。
But the 27 writings of the New Testament?
但是这新约27卷难道找不到吗
How come the Christian life is not mentioned once?
在这几本在27卷里面怎么会找不到基督徒的生命这个词呢
After all, book after book after book after book has been written on the Christian life.
在这个世界有这么多的书讲到基督徒的生命
conference after conference convention after convention convocation after convocation only one word in Chinese
不管退休会夏令会特会都讲到生命
all on the Christian life
那在这基督徒的这个书里面
and the term never comes onceIn the New Testament.
可是这一个词却从来不在新约里面出现过。
Not once.
一次都没有。
Well, then does it mean there's no such thing as a Christian life?
那这个意思是说基督徒生命根本就不存在呢
？Of course not.
并不是这个意思。
What the Word of God calls eternal life.
圣经里面乃是说到永远的生命。
That is the Christian life.
这个永远的生命就是指着基督徒的生命说的。
You got it?
得着没有
All right. Now you can turn to the first letter of John, chapter 5.
我们看约翰一书第五章。
And verse 11 and 12.
约翰一书第五章十一十二节。
And this is how it reads.And the witness is this, that God gave unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath the life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not the life.
这见证 就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Now let me put it another way to bring it home to you.
我们用另外一个方法来表达。
And the witness is this.
见证乃是这样。
That God gave unto us the Christian life.
神把基督徒的生命赐给我们。
And this Christian life is in his Son.
这个基督徒的生命是在他儿子里头。
He that has the Son has the Christian life.
有神的儿子就有基督徒的生命。
He that has not the Son of God has not got the Christian life.
没有神的儿子的就没有基督徒的生命。
Now just wait.
等一等。
I don't want to upset anybody, but I have to be very clear on this.
我要讲得很清楚。
You can have baptism,
你可以受洗
and not have eternal life.
但是你不一定有永生。
You can have the Lord's table,
你可以擘饼
the bread and the wine,
你有杯有饼
and not have the Christian life.
但是不一定有永生
not have eternal life.
不一定有永生。
You can be on a church membership roll,
你可以在一个教会名册上有份。
And still, you're not a possessor of eternal life.
但是并不保证你有永生。
Only a living experience of the Son.
只有当你有活生生与耶稣的关系。
Only a direct relationship to the Lord Jesus.
只有当你跟耶稣有一个直接的关系。
That alone brings you to be a possessor of eternal life.
只有这样的一个关系，你才真的有永生。
Listen to me further.
再听清楚一点。
Your great grandfather might have been a wonderful Christian.
你的曾祖父可能是一个非常好的基督徒。
Born of God.
是从神生。
Walking with God.
与神同行。
Hearing God.
听见神对他讲话。
Bringing others to the Lord.
也带领别的人来归主。
That does not make you a Christian.
但是你不见得因此就有永生。
Your mother may have been a wonderful Christian.
你的母亲可能是一个很好的基督徒。
That does not make you a Christian.
但是也不保证你就是基督徒。
You understand?
懂我的意思吗？
I remember Billy Graham putting it very simply.
我记得格里汉这样说。
If you were born in a garage, doesn't make you a car.
你如果是在车房里面生的，你并不变成一个汽车。
There are a lot of people who, because they were born in a Christian family, think they're Christian.
所以很多有一个错觉，认为自己生在基督徒的家庭，一定你就是基督徒。
But they've never had a saving experience of the Lord Jesus.
但他自己个人从来没有一个被耶稣基督所拯救的这个经历。
Only those who've had a saving experience of the Lord Jesus are Christians.
除非你自己有得着这一个耶稣基督的救赎，你不可能成为基督徒。
We have to make it as clear as we can.
但愿我这样子来解释够清楚的了。
I once went to a church, they call it, it was actually in Kentucky.
有一次我到肯塔基州去一个所谓的教会。
And I noticed that this whole assembly was bursting with life.
我发觉在这个教会中充满着生命。
And I asked the pastor,
我就问这个教会的牧师
What has happened to this place?
我说这个地方发生什么事了
Oh, he said
他就对我这样说
My predecessor
我的前一任
Had a week of meetings
有一个特会
And he brought in a very well-known evangelist
他请了一位很有名的布道家
And we were toldThey told all the church members, bring in people who are not Christians.
那么他们在这个聚会之前呢，就告诉所有的会众把福音朋友带来。
But the first night, there was no one there but Christians.
但是第一晚上呢，只有基督徒来，没有非基督徒来。
And the second night there was no one there but Christians.
第二天也是一样，只有基督徒来。
And the third night there was no one there but Christians.
第三天了，还是如此。
So the evangelist said to the pastor.
所以这一个布道家呢，就对这个牧师说了
，Shall I go over to teaching?
我应该改变题目吧。
But the pastor said, no, no, maybe tomorrow they will bring people.
他想说可能第二天会有福音朋友来。
But the evangelist was a real servant of God.
这位布道家实在是主的仆人。
That fourth night,
到了第四个晚上
he preached on make your calling and election sure.
就是他的题目就是要让你的呼召与得救真实。
And then he said, if there is anyone here who's been baptized, this was a Baptist church, if there's anyone here who's been baptized, but that feels in their heart, I don't think I know the Lord.
他就在这个信息中间，他问这个听众，他说，如果我们在座的，已经受过洗，可是你并不觉得你是一个基督徒。
Or maybe there are others of you here.
或者其他的人。
And you are even teaching in the Sunday school, but you feel, I'm not sure that I have a real experience of the Lord Jesus.
你可能已经在教会里面教主日学，但是你对你自己是否有一个真实于耶稣的个人的经历没有把握的人。
Please get up.
请你站起来。
And come forward.
请你到前面来。
2/3of the assembly went forward.
那么就有三分之二的会众就到前面来了。
And suddenly, people in all kinds of offices in the church found the Lord.
所以在那一个聚会的晚上，这个教会中许多所谓服事的弟兄姊妹终于得到主了。
But the original pastor was very angry.
但是这个老牧师却很不高兴。
He felt he had lost faith.
所以他觉得他没面子。
He was very, very upset.
所以他就很生气。
He wanted to stop the meeting.
所以他想把这个聚会停了。
But something happened in the assembly.
但是在这个聚会中有一件事情发生。
He couldn't stop it.
因为这里主做工，他不能停止这个聚会。
I discovered that many of those had come into the church for.Years of age, 5 years of age, by putting their hands up and being baptized the next week.
我所以在那个聚会中，我发现有这些已经来教会四年五年的人，当他们举起手来接受主的时候，
and、
他们第二个礼拜就受浸了。
No one ever sat down and talked with them.
没有人跟他们谈过。
Made it clear to them what the gospel really is.
那么就有人跟这些人。做会后的谈到要把这个救恩的肯定下来。
Isn't this amazing? Exactly what Constantine did in the fourth century.
这件事情跟这康斯坦丁大帝在第四纪所做的事情很
像。He sprinkled everybody who wanted to be a Christian.
他那天就是所有要成为基督徒的，他就洒水在他们头上。
Now all I'm saying is this: You and I must make our calling and election sure.
我们每一个在座的必须把我们主对我们的呼召我们的救恩有一个十分的把握。
We don't put our faith in ceremonies.
我们不能把我们的信心放在这些仪式的上面。
Important as they may be.
是这些仪式有它的重要性。
We can only put our faith in the Lord Jesus.
我们只能把我们的信心放在耶稣基督身上。
Every single one of us needs our own experience of His saving grace and power.
我们每一个在座的必须个人与主之间有一个蒙恩蒙拯救的经历。
This Christian life is not something artificial.
这个神的生命不是一个人造的东西。
It is not something projected.
也不是一个人把它放在你身上。
It is something inside.
这个乃是一个在我们里面发生的故事。
You yourself begin to experience the Lord.
就是你这个人真实的经历了 耶稣基督。
You don't just read books about others who've experienced the Lord.
你不是读一个见证，是讲到别人接受的基督。
You and I begin to experience the Lord ourselves.
这乃是你个人，你与我个人与主有一个关系。
The Word begins to live to us.
主的话变成活的在我们里面。
We hear the Lord.
我们个人听见主。
You understand?
懂我的意思吗？
It's a tremendous thing we're talking about.
这是一个了不得的事情。
But some people think that because they have Christian parents or Christian grandparents,
我们很多的时候因为以为自己的父母是基督徒，祖父母是基督徒，所以我当然也是基督徒。
But it's a very interesting way that the Apostle Paul put this.
保罗是这样来说。
He said to Timothy,
他对提摩太也这样说。
The faith that is in you,
在你里头这个信心。
That first dwelt in your mother,
起先是在你的母亲。
And in your grandmother,
在你的祖母。
It wasn't second generation, third generation.
这里并不是说第二代、第三代的问题。
As someone has said, God has no grandchildren.
有一个话这样说，神是没有孙子的。
He has only children.
他只有儿子。
What dwelt in your grandparents, dwelt in your parents, must dwell in you.
那个住在你祖父母里头的，也住在你父母的里头，今天必须也住在你的里头。
That is, you may have known these things from a little child.
你可能从小就听这件事。
But the Holy Spirit has to make them real to you.
但是圣灵必须把这个生命活生生的坐在你里面。
This is tremendous.
这是了不得的事。
Now I want to say something else.
我还要这样讲。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
As it is recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25,
在约翰福音十一章二十五节, 我们
刚念, I am the resurrection and the life.
我是生命, 我是复活。
Now, have we got it wrong?
我们搞错了没有?
Shouldn't he say, I am the life and the resurrection?
我是光, 我是生, 复活。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
Why did he put it that way well?
为什么耶稣是这样来讲的呢?
Well, if you look at the scripture that we read together, it is interesting.
我们刚刚念过这段圣经。
Because he said, he that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live.And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die.
活着信我的必永远不死。
Why did the Lord Jesus put this matter of resurrection first and life afterwards?
为什么主先提复活，再提生命？
For this eternal life to be yours,
为了让这个生命被你得着
or to be mine,
或者被我得着
someone had to die.
必须有一个人愿意死。
In other words,
换言之
I cannot become the possessor of God's eternal life.
我不可能成为拥有这一个永生的人
unless it begins with a resurrection.
除非有一个复活作为起头。
Someone had to love me.
必须有一个人爱我。
Someone had to die for me.
他为我死。
And then, in his resurrection, I am saved.
然后他从死里复活，因此我能够得救。
It is, of course, I'm talking, of course, about the atoning death of our Lord Jesus.
所以我在这里所讲的乃是指着这一个救赎，耶稣这个救赎的死亡。
There was no way that you and I could become the possessor of God's life.
我们不可能成为这一个神生命的拥有者。
The Christian life is not dressing up a corpse.
这个基督徒的生命不是一个穿着衣服的死尸。
Or dressing up some a person who is unsaved.
或者一个没有得救的人穿上一个很漂亮的衣服。
It begins with the birth.
这个生命是从生出来的。
You have to be born again.
你必须重生。
Now I find this tremendous.Because if you look in Romans,
如果你看罗马书
and chapter 6,
第六章
and verse 23, we read this.
六章二十三节这样说
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死
But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
唯有神的恩典在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Now maybe you'd be saying, why is he preaching the gospel to us?
你在那边想，哎，这个弟兄今天怎么向我们传福音了？
We're all believers.
我们都是基督徒啊。
We know this.
我们老早知道这件事。
But it's very important to get this absolutely clear.
但是我要让这个真理在每一个人心里面都清清楚楚。
Consider Romans chapter 5 and verse 10.
罗马书五章十节。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved, listen, by His life, or in His life, it is literally.
第十节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子的死，得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救。
That is when the Lord Jesus died.
当耶稣死的时候
Through his blood, you and I have been justified.
在靠着他的血我们因此就被诚义了
And more than that,
更进一步
The alienation, the divorce between us and God
那个我们本来与神分离的状态
has gone.
We're
reconciled.
我们跟神和好了。
Now all the glorious power of life can be ours.
这一个荣耀的生命成为我们的。
We're saved in His life.
我们在他的生命中得救。
Love and joy and peace.
爱、喜乐、平安
，all these wonderful things.
这一个是何等的奇妙。
Everything is in that life.
每一件美好的事物都藏在那个生命里。
His death clears the ground.
他的死把一切这个地上的都洁净了。
But in the gift of his life is everything you and I need.
他的复活的生命就是我们需要的一切。
All practical, genuine experience of the Lord begins here.
每一个与主的之间的经历是从这里开始的。
All right, let me take you to the first letter of Peter.
然后我们来看这个彼得前书。
And verse 3.
第彼得前书。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begat us again unto a living hope.By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
彼得前书一章三节到五节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Born again unto a living hope.
在这里说到我们从死里复活重生了我们
by the resurrection of Jesus Christ
叫我们有活泼的盼望
isn't that an amazing phrase
这是何等的奇妙的一节经节
listen unto an inheritance incorruptible
可以得着不能朽坏
unto a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time
来得着这一个要启在末世启示出来的救恩。
Born again,
接着重生。
Do you realize how marvelous it is to be born of God?
能够从神生这件事情是何等奇妙的一件事。
Do you know When you were born of God, the Spirit of God was shed abroad in your heart, crying, Abba, Father.
当你重生的时候，这个神的灵在我们里面，让我们能够叫阿巴父。
You know, Abba is Hebrew.
阿巴这个字是希伯来文。
The French say Papa, and you Chinese say Papa.
法国人也好，中国人也好，也讲爸爸。
Yeah, it's so simple.
这是很简单的一个词。
Do you realize what happened when you were born again?
当你重生得救的时候，你发生了一个故事。
The Spirit of God was shed abroad in your heart.
这个神的灵圣灵到你的心里面来。
Saying, Papa,
他感动你，让你喊阿爸。
A direct personal relationship to him.
在这句话里面表明你与神之间有一个直接的关系。
Let it come into your head.
他不是来到你的头脑。
Some children of God are so afraid to begin to stand on the promises.
有些人能够站在耶稣的应许上面
，so afraid to appropriate what is theirs in the Lord Jesus，
害怕来支取在基督里的
，they feel they're not worthy，
因为他觉得他不配
，they feel that somehow or other they are more distant relatives，
他觉得他跟神他是一个遥远远亲
，but the Spirit of God has been shed abroad in your heart。
但是如果这个圣灵把基督的血洒在你里头，你的心上
，You are not a cousin a thousand times removed。
你不是跟耶稣做一表三千里的事。
You are a child of God。
你是神的儿女。
You've been born again。
你是重生的一位。
You belong to Him。
你是属于他的。
You belong to His family。
你是他家里的人。
You belong to the household of faith。
你是在这个信心之家的一个一。
He loves you。
他爱你。
He wants to hear you。
他要听见你。
He wants to speak to you。
他要对你说话。
What a wonderful thing birth is.
这个重生是何等稀奇。
Look at you all.
看诸位。
All sitting here in these seats.
坐在那里。
So many years ago, all of you were this size.
若干年前，你们每一个都很是一个小婴孩。
Amazing.
很稀奇。
You came out of your mother.
你从你母亲生出来。
A tiny little foot of flesh.
你大概就是一尺长这么一个肉块。
Now look at you. Just look at you.
但是现在呢？
All of what you have now came from that little foot of flesh.
你就是一尺长的一块肉长到今天这么大。
I always...Yeah, I am. When I was first born,
我刚刚生出来的时候
，My mother thought I was so ugly.
我妈妈以为我是丑八怪。
First of all, my eyes didn't open for a couple of weeks.
我有两个礼拜眼睛都没有打开。
And then I was a lovely kind of tomato red.
然后我看起来跟番茄一样红。
And my mother said to my father, "I think they've mixed up the babies."
我母亲就对我父亲说，他们大概在育婴室里头掉包了。
She said to my father, "I mean, you're so good looking, and I'm not bad myself."
他说我们两个都蛮潇洒的。
How could we produce something like this?
我们怎么去生出这么丑怪的小孩
？I had a big head.
我的头很大。
So my mother had a very hard time.
所以我母亲生我的时候很辛苦。
But I was born.
但不管我生了。
All those years ago,
那若干年前我生出来了。
And everything I've got today came from that.
我今天身上没有
一件。Except the clothes, of course.
我身上所有除了衣服以外，都是从我妈妈那一天生出来的时候就有。
Isn't it amazing the wonder of birth?
就是这个诞生是何等的奇迹。
To be born again.
今天我们重生。
With a relationship to God.
这个重生带给我们与上帝的关系。
Now, what are the evidences of birth?
这一个重生的证据是什么？
First thing.
第一件事。
You breathe.
你会呼吸。
A very simple thing.
很简单，呼吸。
very simple.
很简单。
I think everybody in here is breathing.
我相信在这个房间里面每一个人都在呼吸。
It's so simple.
很简单的一件事。
And yet, you cannot live without breathing.
你如果不呼吸，你命就没有了。
You were not told by your mother, now. Begin.
你生下来的时候，你妈妈就没有告诉你说，哎，现在可以开始呼吸了。
You began breathing.
你老早就开始了。
The nurse took you up and whacked you. You began to breathe.
然后你从妈妈肚子出来，一护士打你一下。
First thing. Second thing.
第二件事。
You could cry.
你就会哭了。
That's the second thing.
那是第二件事。
Your lungs were not much there, but they could make you cry.
你的肺气并不大，但是你哭的声音很大。
Isn't it true? Third thing.
第三件事。
Your eyes opened.
你的眼睛就会打开。
A new world.
你可以看到一个新的世界。
Suddenly, your eyes opened. You couldn't focus too well.
你那个时候这个焦距不会调整。
But little by little, your eyes focused.
但是逐渐逐渐，你的眼睛就开始能够调整你的焦距。
Other thing, you began to hear.
然后就开始听见声音。
Before long, you could tell your mother's voice from 1,000 other ladies' voices.
你很快就能够区别，在许多声音里头，你听见你妈妈的声音。
You could tell your father's voice.
你慢慢可以区别你父亲的声音。
You began to distinguish between your uncle's voice and your father's voice.
然后你能够区别爸爸的声音跟。
Your mother's voice and your grandmother's voice.
可以区别你母亲的声音与你祖母的声音。
These are the evidences that you are alive.
所以这些都是你证明你是活的。
If someone doesn't breathe,
如果有一个人不呼吸了
they are still born dead.
他生出来就死了。
If their eyes don't open,
如果他的眼睛不会打开
they're dead.
那也是死的。
If the ears don't start to hear, they're dead.
如果他耳朵听不见
If they don't ever cry,
如果他不会哭的话
What baby doesn't cry?
有什么不哭的 baby 吗
Some more than others.
那可能只有哭的声音大小的问题。
I cried so much that my mother took me to a specialist.
我哭得太厉害嘛，母亲就把我带去看医生去了。
And he went through all the examination.
他就给我做各种不同的诊断。
And then he said, Mrs. Lambert.
然后他就对我母亲说。
You have a very, very strong-willed son.
你的儿子有一个很强烈的意志。
Wheel him down to the bottom of the garden and leave him there.
你就把他放在那里别管他。
But I had great allies in the neighbors who when they heard me yelling at the bottom of the garden went all the way round to the front door and rang on the bell and knocked and said Mrs. Lambert your son is crying down the bottom of the garden and my mother would say I know that he's crying down the bottom of him because I put him there
然后偏偏我的邻居他的耳朵很好老早就听见我在那个小房间里面哭得死去活来来敲我妈妈的门说我的你的儿子在哭啊那我母亲就说我当然知道我儿子在哭
Well now Listen carefully
小心地听
Are you spiritually breathing?
你是不是在属灵上来讲在呼吸呢
Listen, have your eyes opened to a new world?
你的属灵的眼睛是不是看到一个新的世界?
Then you are a child of God.
如果有的话,你就是神的儿女。
Listen, are you speaking?
你是不是在说话?
That is, you feel a need to pray?
我的意思就是说,你有一个感觉你需要祷告。
That's an evidence that you're born of God.
你如果会祷告，你就是有重生的证明。
There are some other things as well.
当然还有其他的生命现象。
The sign of a healthy child is the child has an appetite.
一个健康的孩子, 他必须有一个, 胃口很好的健康的胃口,
hunger and they thirst.
他会饿, 他会渴。
And what kind of baby would it be that has no hunger and no thirst?
如果有一个婴孩也不饿也不渴, 这是什么婴孩?
If there's no hunger and no thirst, there's some disease.
那他一定生病了。
Something's wrong.
有问题了。
There are thousands of Christians who do not hunger for the Lord nor thirst for Him.
但是今天在这个地上有 千万的基督徒也不渴也不饿,
they don't pray.
他们不祷告,
they don't feed on the word.
他们不读经,
they don't drink of the spirit.
他们不喝这个圣灵,
do you understand?
你懂我的意思吗?
Something's wrong.
有问题。
Isn't it an amazing thing that when you were born,
当你出生的时候,或者你的信息,
before very long,
不久之后,
without reading a book,
没有读经,
you stood up.
你站起来。
The first time a baby stands up, it's excitement in a family. All around, everywhere, on people on the cell phone, on the telephone, everything else. Round they go out to neighbors, little so-and-so Tommy has stood up.
一个小...
What is so remarkable about that?
这有什么了不起啊?
Millions and millions of human beings have stood up.
几百万的人都站起来的。
But it's a sign, something's happening.
但是这个是一个记号, 说到在这个孩子身上有件事情发生了。
So-and-so's growing.
因为他长大了。
For the first time they're standing.
第一次他能够站起来,
then they take their first steps.
然后他就开始走第一步,
they start to walk.
然后他开始走路了。
What is so remarkable about that?
那是走路有什么稀奇啊?
Millions and millions and millions of human beings walk.
几百几千万的人都在走路。
And then they run.
然后他就开始跑。
Think of that.
哦,这不得了。
And then they fight.
然后开始打架了。
But the scripture speaks of standing in Christ.
在圣经里面告诉我们基督徒是立在基督里,
walking in Christ.
在基督里行走,
running the race.
然后跑这个赛跑,
fighting the good fight.
然后打那个属灵的征战。
These are the evidences that someone's born of God.
这一些 生命的现象证明这个人是重生的, 在主里重生的。
Of course, when you're first born, we don't expect you to stand or to walk or to run or to fight.
当然, 当你刚刚信主的时候, 我们并不盼望这个小婴孩, 他能够站, 能够跑, 能够打仗。
And we don't expect you to eat a steak when you're 1 week old.
当你只有一个礼拜的生命, 我们并不希望你就开始吃大牛排。
But when you're 20 years old in the Lord,
但是如果你信主已经20年,
and you cannot pray,
如果你还不会祷告,
and you cannot hear the Lord,
你如果还不听不见主的声音,
you cannot walk with the Lord,
你还不能够与主同行,
you cannot run,
你还不会跑这条路,
and you cannot fight the good fight.
你也不会凭信来打这场征战, 属灵的征战。
Something is wrong.
那你的灵命有问题。
So, dear folks,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
what an amazing thing this is.
这个生命是一个何等奇妙的事。
And isn't it interesting what the Apostle Paul said?
保罗这样说,
in that amazing testimony he gave, recorded in Philippians chapter 3.
在菲利比书第三章, 保罗这样做见证,
he counts everything but loss.
他说, 我, 丢弃万事看如粪土。
That, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我认识基督, 晓得他复活的大能。
and the fellowship of his suffering.
交通于他的受苦,
being made conformable unto his death.
让我效法他的死.
Now, note the order.
你注意保罗这边所讲的次序,
that I may know him.
我能够知道他,
and the power of his resurrection.
知道他复活的大能,
that has to come first.
这必须是第一个人经历.
You cannot know the fellowship of his sufferings if you do not know the power of his resurrection.
你如果不认识他复活的大能, 你就不可能经历他这个与他一同受苦.
To enter the fellowship of his sufferings would spiritually finish you.
如果你在这个阶段里头就去经历他的死的话, 那你是就老早结束了.
If you did not know the power of his resurrection life,
除非你先经历他复活的大能.
It is amazing what the Lord trusts to some of his children.
我们稀奇地发觉神把何等的这个他的
And the key to it is the knowing the Lord Jesus in the power of his resurrection. Actually, you cannot experience his resurrection life and power without being conformable to his death.
如果我们没有能够经历他的复活的大能的话，你不可能来交通于他的死亡死.
But the only way any child of God can know what it is to be crucified,
我们真的要明白与基督同定十字架这个经历,
is through his resurrection life.
你必须要经历他复活的这个生命.
Otherwise, it becomes just dead religion.
否则的话, 你只能把整个我们的信仰变成一个死亡的宗教.
That I may know the power of his resurrection.
我要能够认识他复活的大能.
Not know about him, as I've said already, not know about him, but know him.
这里不是说知道有关于他的事, 乃是认识他.
And I want to just finish by pointing out to you in the Ephesian letter,
让我们再看以弗所书,
how amazing it is, the apostle's prayer for the church at Ephesus.
这里是保罗为以弗所的教会的祷告.
He knew that what he was writing could easily just become a truth.
他知道他的这一封信很容易就变成了一个只是一个教导而已.
Sound truth.
是一个正确的教导.
Doctrine.
是一个教义.
Pure doctrine.
是一个纯净的教义.
And he was afraid of it.
他怕.
It's not that he was afraid of pure doctrine.
他并不怕纯净的教义.
Or of sound truth.
或者一个正确的真理.
But he wanted more than to know more than that.
他乃是希望超过这个层次.
He wanted them to experience what he meant when he prayed for them, that the Lord would grant them a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以他做这个特别的祷告, 求神把赐人智慧启示的灵赏给他们.
A spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
这里特别讲到赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给他们使你们真知道他.
Revelation.
启示.
Illumination.
光照.
When God opens the eyes of the heart.
神把我们心眼照明.
What you've known up here.
这个不是在脑袋里的知识,
suddenly you see it here.
乃是你在心灵里面的看见,
and you're stunned.
你乃是受到一个很大的冲击.
Up here leaves you untouched.
如果这一个事情只停留在我们脑海里面, 我们没有改变的.
But when it comes here in the heart,
但如果这个光照到了我们的心坎,
you are stunned.
因为你这个人就受到一个大的冲击.
Is that what it means?
你会觉得, 哇,
and And then you are filled with a sense of awe and wonder.
从那天起，你里面就有一种惊奇在你的里生命中。
How great the Lord is.
你会发现我们的主是何等的伟大。
How amazing what he has won for us.
他对我们的期望是何等的惊人。
The eyes of your heart enlightened.
那就是你心中的眼睛蒙光照。
That you may know what is the hope of his calling.
这样我们就知道在圣徒中的这个恩召有何等的指望。
It dawns upon you.
就突然间你里头开启了。
Not everything.
并不是每一件事,
that will take a whole lifetime.
这个每一件事情需要你一生来理解。
But something dawns on you.
但是就是这一个点让你震惊。
And this to do with the, his inheritance in the saints.
这个也跟他在圣徒中所得的基业有关。
You can know it up here.
当然你大部分的知道是头脑里知道。
Makes all the difference.
但是等到在你心坎里的时候就完全不同了。
And then this. And what the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe.
并知道像我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
According to that working of the strength of his might which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
这个大能就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活。
The whole of hell was mobilized to keep Christ in the tomb.
在那个时刻整个地狱的势力要把耶稣停留在地狱里。
Every demon,
每一个魔鬼, 每一个,
every principality,
每一个那个黑暗的势力,
every power,
每一个权势,
every world ruler,
每一个执政掌权者,
of the darkness,
在那个黑暗世界里,
they were all focused on one thing.
他们集中精力,
keep him in the tomb.
把这个耶稣锁在坟墓里。
All the power that God wrought when he raised Jesus from the dead.
但是神用了何等的大能把我们的主耶稣从坟墓里面释放出来。
Now listen. It is the same power available to you.
请听清楚今天这个当初让基督从死里面复活的大能今天让我们每一个基督徒可以支取。
But many of us, we are so sorry for ourselves.
大部分我们都觉得自己很可怜。
Oh, it's all very well for him to talk. It's all very well for him to talk up there.
他在上面讲道是很容易的。
I mean, if he only knew what I'm suffering.
他不知道我生命中所碰到的这个悲惨的事情。
He only knew the circumstances that I have.
他如果知道我所经历的那个环境,
or the situations that I have,
我所面对的那个问题,
or the problems I've got,
我的那个问题的严重性,
or the obstacles in my way at present,
在我今天走的路上的这个拦阻多大,
if he only knew my husband,
如果他认识我的丈夫的话,
if he only knew my wife,
如果他认识我的太太的话,
if he only knew my parents,
如果他知道我的父母的话,
if he only knew my children,
或者他如果知道我的儿女的话,
he'd understand I am in a special case.
他不知道我是一个特殊情况。
It's too much for me.
我的问题是我无法面对。
Of course we'd never say it like this, but this is what we're really thinking.
虽然我们嘴里面不这样讲,但是我们心里面是那么想的。
I blame God for this.
我把所有责任推给神。
He's put too much on me.
是他把这么多的重担放在我身上。
He's allowed too much to happen.
他让这些重担发生了过头了。
But to know Christ in his resurrection,
但是现在这里所讲到要知道他复活的大能,
the same power of the Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead is the power that is working in you.
今天在我们身上所做工的这个大能是当年把耶稣从坟墓里面 从死亡里面带出来那个相同的大能，今天做工在我们身上。
Believe it.
你要相信这件事。
If you could say tonight, I have tremendous problems.
如果今天晚上你说我有太困难的问题。
But greater is He that is in me than He that is in the world.
但是你要知道，在我们里面的比在这个世界的更大。
Go to the Old Testament.
你如果看旧约。
The Lord of hosts is with us.
万军的耶和华与我们同在。
That is a wonderful term. The commander of the armies of heaven is with us.
用另外一个语法来表明的话，就是在天上众军的元帅与我们同在。
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Power,
能力
and grace,
与恩典。
The Lord of hosts.
万军的耶和华
the God of Jacob
是雅各的神
The commander of the armies of heaven with us
这一个天上众军的统帅与我们同在
The God of Jacob our refuge
雅各的神是我们的避难所
To know the Lord in this way
如果你这样来认识我们的神
something so real
就在我们的生命中有一种真实的感觉。
Well, you say, I don't think he would do it for me. I'm not a very exceptional or significant person.
但是你可能想，我并不是什么了不得的人，我只是一个小的基督徒而已。
I think you are.
是，你想的没错。
I'm not trying to inflate your pride.
我并没有想要伤害你的这个骄傲。
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉你这件事。
God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son for you.
神爱你爱到一个地步，他把他的独生爱子赏给你。
How can you be so insignificant?
那你。难道真的那样微不足道吗
The price God placed on you is the worth of His own Son.
神放在你身上的代价是他自己的儿子的性命。
Oh, you say, I can't believe that.
那你说我无法相信。
That's the problem. You're an unbeliever.
No.那换言之，你是一个不信的人，那就变成大问题了。
You're a Christian unbeliever.
你是基督徒的不信者。
It's tragic.
这是一个悲剧。
You say, well, I don't think I'm worthy enough.
你说我可能不配嘛。
But He loved you and gave Himself for you.
但是你必须知道，他爱你爱到一个地步，把他的自己的爱子赏给你。
I would have thought that if the Son of God loved a person, that person had to be significant.
我常常这样想，有任何一个人如果值得神的儿子来爱你，为你舍命，这个人一定是一个了不得的人。
You must be marked out.
你是被特殊拣选的。
You must be.
你一定是被特殊拣选的。
Think.
仔细的想想。
The devil comes to you again.
如果魔鬼再来了。
Don't listen to him.
你再也不要相信他，不要听他。
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
魔鬼不知道他在讲什么。
You know yourself.
你认识你自己。
You know you're insignificant.
你知道你是很渺小。
You know you're unworthy.
你也知道你是不配。
You know you're not very special.
你知道你并不特殊。
But listen to me.
但是你听我告诉你
The word of God says,
神的话却是这样说
He loved you
他爱你
and gave himself for you
也为着你把他自己舍了
You can never explain the love of God
你无法解释神的爱
It is totally beyond us I've known people try to explain it
我知道有些人尝试解释神的爱但是这超过我们的理解力
You cannot explain it.
你无法解释。
He loves you because he loves you. That's the only explanation. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Holy Spirit could touch your heart tonight?
圣灵摸着你的心,
and you could hear the Lord saying to you personally, I love you.
你可以听到神对你直接地说,
and wouldn't it be wonderful if the Holy Spirit could touch your heart and your ears and you could hear the Lord Jesus saying, I loved you and I gave myself for you.
如果今天晚上圣灵 对着你的心说我爱你, 我把我自己的生命赐给你,
what would your response be?
你要怎么反应?
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Oh dear Lord, we do pray this night that you will touch our heart.
亲爱的主, 我们今天晚上真是向你求摸到我们每一个人的心。
It's not our heads, Lord, that need to be touched.
不是我们的头需要被你摸到。
It is our hearts.
我们的心需要被你摸到。
Lord, touch our hearts and somehow reach us this night.
求你今天晚上来摸到我们每一个人心的深处。
We want to know the Lord Jesus in His resurrection. We want somehow the wonder of that resurrection life of our Lord Jesus, which is ours, to become a reality. Touch us, O Lord. Touch us, O Lord. In your great mercy and love.
在你极大的恩典与爱里头,
we ask it in
我求你做,
that name of yours.
奉耶稣的名祷,
Amen.